We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And he joins us every Monday at 12:18. Hey, Lo, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys, good. Just watched a hell of a game last night. I know you guys watched that as well. What an exciting game, you know, tell of two halves and didn't look great early, but I'll tell you right now, Niners, they showed some heart, showed you they could fight, but unfortunately, at the end of the game, just too much Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, too much time for Aaron Rodgers is the way I would go ahead and throw that in there as well. Lo, what did you make of the end game sequence where Jimmy Garoppolo snaps it with 12 on the clock? I know Juszczyk did what you fullbacks do, which is hunt the end zone, and I'm happy he was able to get in there, but did you think they should have or could have managed the clock a little bit better?
They could have, and you looked at it and you say, man, you're going down, you need a touchdown, and got to make the extra point, of course, to win the game. So when you get down there, you're like, okay, I'm not going to necessarily leave Aaron Rodgers over a minute. You look at 30 to 40 seconds, you say, okay, we're going to kick the ball off, hopefully pin them deep, and play a soft coverage, but also just know you're going to play sticks, and you know you're going to tackle guys. They had no timeouts. You keep guys in bounds. And they did that. You saw a linebacker on our team that everyone loves. You say, hey, he's the heartbeat of the team. If he drops back two more feet, he bats that ball down, and that's not completed in the middle of the field for 30, 40 yards. The defense has to get better. They got to get better, not just playing prevent, but just better playing zone. Make sure that you take those windows away. Those were two plays, guys, that if they would have had to run four plays, you know, or five plays, they don't make it. If you give up 10 yards a play, you sit there and say, we got to play sticks, and we're going to allow 10 yards a play, this game was over. So I'm not putting this on the offense. I know, look at Jimmy G, and you think about the clock management. I know you said too much time for Aaron Rodgers. No. No timeouts left. You need to win that game. You got to put this one on the defense in spite of how the offense started the game.
Lo, and that was my next question. I'm trying to be rational. Jimmy was Jimmy. I told the guys, and I still don't think it was good. But last week in Philly, the defense got hit with a 91-yard pass reception, and because of good luck, you didn't give up 7 points. And I believe had Jalen Hurts been more polished, they could have done more and had more points. But they didn't. But last night, forget the secondary, Lo. I'm shocked that the D-line didn't get home. And D'Amico Ryans, where was the blitz? What did you make of just, his play calling or their lack of, Lo? Because I'm up here worried about the Niners moving forward if they're not going to get home. That didn't look like Robert Saleh's defense last night.
Well, I think a great point that you're making, but you have to also look at the content of who you're playing and look at their opponent. You're playing Aaron Rodgers, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks. When it's all said and done, we know this guy's going to be a top 10 quarterbacks or even higher because what Aaron Rodgers has been able to do in his illustrious career. But if you think about what you saw there, you would have liked those guys to drop deeper. You would have liked for those guys to have their, play better defense and not allow them to score with that least of time. But I think if you look at this run defense that everyone's talking about how critical and how great the Niners' run defense can be. The first week in week one, You saw the Niners run defense. They gave up some yards on the ground. They have to get better. They got to win dibs on first and second down. You saw last night Green Bay was in third and three, third and two, and they could do anything that they would like to do. They could run our pass. And I know guys say, oh, my God, well, that defense got to hunt. They got to do more on that pass rush. But you have to realize Aaron Rodgers is backing up. It's a timing play, 1-2-3 dip, goo, and he's letting the ball fly. So it was a situation where timing pattern, yes, they could have been better. But Aaron Rodgers, he's pretty prolific. You know how he is with the ball. Gets it out of his hand quick, wearing down those guys. And at the end of the game, you could see that the pass rush wasn't there. But a lot of it, guys, was due to the fact that Green Bay was able to run the ball with consistency and control the clock and beat that front up.
And the ball came out of his hand so quick, too, low, to where even when you started to feel like you were getting close to getting home, he was throwing it out too quick. Devontae Adams,
right.
they played so much man-to-man against Devontae Adams. I can't remember where he went to college. I guess I have to Google that. But
when I say Frez, you say no. Frez,
no.
There we go, baby.
No. And by the way, double congrats to you on being a nominee again for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Hopefully you'll get closer. And also, your numbers getting retired at Fresno State. Big Daddy, deuce.
Yes, guys, but I didn't come on to talk about necessarily Fresno State.
I just wanted to throw you a quick bone. It sounds better coming from me.
A compliment.
Yeah. I know. I knew it was coming.
Why can't they double Devontae Adams or at least give safety help?
Yeah, you know what, guys? This is something we talked about last week. I said you need to roll the coverage to this guy. You got to roll the coverage to him to make sure you take him away sometimes out of the game. But this is what they did. Green Bay said, okay, let's move him around. And not just move him, but let's look at how we can get 4 and 5 wides on the field. So now you're going to have a hard time necessarily doubling and moving guys. Because when they go in motion, like for instance, when you saw the touchdown, Devontae Adams going in motion. When he comes in motion, Guru, in dibs, you see the corner or the safety, whoever's on him, they're going in motion with him, and all of a sudden he stops and he comes back. So that DB's already moving. Now you have a receiver outside of him, so he pushes up the corner that's guarding the one receiver, and now you have that DB that's trailing have to run the hump. It's so hard to cover when you're playing man-to-man, and that's what Green Bay did a great job of, is saying, okay, they want to play man-to-man. We're going to move Devontae Adams, hide him behind, let him come in like he's coming across the line of scrimmage, but then motioning back, he goes, returns back to where he's going. Now the receiver that's in front of him pushes up. Now if the DB comes underneath, he can't be right. If he runs over the top, he can't be right. It puts a lot of pressure. The Niners in this defensive staff is going to say, okay, when we see motion, we either got to box that, we got to say get wider. So that means the DB that's lined up on the receiver that's trying to push him wide, he's got to widen, because he then has to take Devontae Adams. They didn't do a great job passing things off, especially when it came to man and knowing where they're playing man or zone. They have to get better in their pass coverage.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game. He joins us every Monday at 12:18. Yeah, Goo, go ahead.
Lo, you're always honest with your takes, and I want you to be honest here. When the gun went off at halftime and Trey Lance came in and ran it in for the touchdown, what did you think about the Niner quarterback situation, or did you?
No, I did say this, Goo. When I saw that, I was like, great. Because you motioned, you had three guys to the opposite side. Trey Lance, you saw the Trey Lance coming. You knew when he came in there was going to be some type of run. The Niners did a great job. They pulled the backside or front side tackle, so he pulled out into space. They had a hat on a hat, and you said, Trey, you're going to have to beat one guy with your speed. So this is some of the package that they have to get in and have to get better. But they're going to have to go on RPO, too, with Trey being able to pass or run and take some shots. And he's just got to know where to go with the ball, because when you look at this team, it's going to take some explosive plays, because we see now that the NFL is constantly changing dibs, and you're not going to have a defense that's going to shut down people down. Look no further than Tampa Bay, one of the best defenses in football. But now we see Matthew Stafford, when he has the ball, even though they got a dynamic pass rush, if this quarterback can get the ball out of his hands and he's that good with the ball, it's too hard for guys to sack him, because he's too good good of a quarterback. He knows where his pressure is, and that's how Aaron Rodgers is. So you're going to have to do a better job offensively, having more chunk plays, more explosive plays, and you're going to have to score, because if you think it's just going to be defense that are winning games now because the way offense are designed, it's too hard and it's too much to ask of them.
It seems like the Niners aren't built for chunk plays right now, though, Lo, because the offensive line was getting pushed around by the Packers front yesterday. You can't run the ball because you don't have a true featured back that you can use, and so all of your dink and dunk stuff is getting taken away. How do the 49ers go about getting some chunk plays in the pass game?
Well, I'll tell you what, the 49ers, Dibs, I think that's one of the great best questions you can ask today, because of the fact I watched this running game, and when Kyle Juszczyk is almost throwing to your feature back, you got problems. When Kyle Juszczyk has to be your feature receiver, I'm just being real, not because he's not a good player, but his job is to be a great blocker. His job is to be a great facilitator, help pick up things and do things. When you have him have to go in and play underneath center, which is good. I like that play. But now you have to run. He has to run the ball on a consistent basis. What do you truly have? The Niners, if they want to get what we all believe that this team is possible, capable of, I'm telling you right now, guys, that running back's not on that roster right now. I'm telling you right now, he's not on that roster, because this team, we all said it, and Steiny, I know you're the guy who said, oh, Jimmy G carried him to the Super Bowl. That's my point. The running game, Steiny carried him to the Super Bowl. That's what this team is.
And get
you
back
always would say, Steiny, am I wrong? Well, correct me, Steiny.
Get
him low. Get him, Steiny.
Steiny, are you not the...
I never said Steiny, Garoppolo led the 49ers to the Super Bowl.
Come on. Let him go, deal.
Tell him, Daddy.
He just happened to be the quick. Garoppolo's fine. He's okay. I want to get back to the running back situation because
But that's my point. He's not fine then. So if you're saying he's fine, I'm telling you he's not, because he has to have a prolific running game in order for Jimmy G to become the quarterback that you say can be fine. Then that's going to be predicated on how good this Dorn running game is, Steiny. That's the point that I'm making. So, yes, Jimmy will be fine if he has a good running game. If Jimmy doesn't have a good running game, Jimmy be nibble and Jimmy quick, but Jimmy ain't going to be able to jump over the damn candlestick. I don't know what you're talking about. He's going to be fine.
Was he fine 2 years ago?
The running game was Steiny. I don't want to raise my voice. I don't want to be rude.
You got the wrong guy. You just picked the wrong guy out of the police lineup. I don't know why you're coming down here or coming down my road. I wasn't anywhere near the scene of the crime. Jeez. No. Garoppolo.
Please.
Whatever. Steiner. And when I say Garoppolo's fine, I mean he's average. He's okay. I agree with you. Talk about the running game. You said the running back's not there. Wow. Meaning, and that's kind of the whole thing with Shanahan. I think there's a lot of people, maybe me included to some degree, and maybe it's the perception because it's how they treat the running back position, but Shanahan makes it seem like, you put anybody back there and they're going to be able to do damage. And you're saying not necessarily so.
Yes, the only reason I'm saying that, Steiny, I'm saying if this team wants to be a Super Bowl caliber team, and I can tell you that they are, but they're not now. They're not now because they don't have the running game to make the engine go. See, the running game in the San Francisco 49ers, when you have a dominant running game, you very rarely see teams sit back and play two safeties deep. So, Steiny, when you play two safeties deep, that means that you got five offensive linemen, you got five defensive linemen in the box, you got three linebackers, you can put a hat on a hat when you're playing too deep. And that's what running teams can run the ball all night long. Did you see the way Green Bay, when they're playing two safety deeps, Green Bay said we're committed to the run. The Niners got to get better on the stopping the run. When you guys start watching football, watch when you see two safety deep on early downs, you'll see teams start running the ball more consistency against two deep. If you can run ball with two deep, you should be able to win ball games, because two deep safeties, ask the great LaDainian Thomason when San Diego, you go pull up some tape and you watch when teams play two safeties deep, it was a field day. We absolutely motorboated them, Steiny. So when you look at this team and look what the Niners can do, and that's why I say Jimmy's good, but Jimmy's not in good shape situation, because if this running game doesn't win on first and second down and get ahead of the sticks and put them in third and two or three or shorter, then this team is not going to be fine. Yes, Jimmy can win you a game or two here, but I'm talking about consistency. What is going to make this team different? If we all talked about it, it's the running game. But right now, when you lost Raheem Mostert, who is one of the better backs in this league, unfortunately, he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Sure.
You lost a big chip, and you lost a big piece, Dibs, to your offense.
So if you can't get to the edge, which it doesn't seem like any of the current backs can you run zone scheme inside the tackles? Can you alter the way you run the football with the way you like to normally do things?
You have to try, Dibs, and you got to continue to try. But you saw last night, Debo ran the ball, what, five or six times. You even saw, you know, Kittle get a handoff. Why? Because what is that telling you? What does that tell you, Steiny? It tells you that Coach Shanahan doesn't believe that the running backs can run with the conviction that he needs in order to win and stay ahead of the sticks. So that's why he gave the ball to his playmakers via Kittle, you know, Debo. But this is not a consistently what you can do week in and week out. You have to have a guy that can run the ball, get to the perimeter, run in between the tackles, and do those things. And that's what the Niners were able to do that kept so many teams honest, that got them out of playing two safeties deep and playing a single safety deep and have to bring the safety down in the box. And now you can have a field day in the pass game, because now the running backs and the linebackers and the safety, that's the extra guy that's in the box, he sees play action. Now he's got to honor the run, and now the DB down, the receivers and tight ends and running backs, they can be past him, and now he's got to turn his back again to get back deep. So when you're playing single safety high, it puts a lot more pressure on the safety. It puts a lot more pressure on the linebackers and stuff to, after they read run, and then when they realize it's not run, now they got to get back and cover. So that's what made the Niners game, the zone scheme, so prolific.
Wow. Lo, I got to ask you this, and me and Dibs have been going at it this morning. Listen, I know Ayuk has not been perfect this season, but I look at his skill set, and a lot of it is based off of last year. But, Lo, Neil, you played the game. You can't tell me he's not a vertical threat. And I know he's not being used that way, but when you look at Ayuk, are you telling me he's not? Because Div says, you know what, Go, I don't think he is. And I'm saying, hell yes, he is. Can you help us out? How do you view him?
You know what? I have to continue to watch Ayuk and continue to see this guy's growth. I think that he can be a vertical threat. I think that it's all predicated due on timing. Is Jimmy Z the type of guy to say the 1-2-3 and let the ball go, and you've seen the long ball? How many times yesterday, guys, did you see him playing man-to-man coverage in Fresno State Finest, Davante Adams lined up, and Google and Dibs, you knew it. It was 1-2-3, and Aaron Rodgers would hit him with the back shoulder, and the corner be right on him. Do you guys see that from our offense?
No.
That's what Aaron Rodgers does. It's so unique, and that's why, Guru, you're saying, what about the pass rush? They knew that they wasn't going to be able to hold up, so it was 1-2-3, and you knew that he said, I can win. And that means Davante Adams was going to win, and Aaron Rodgers knew that he was going to win, so he would let the ball go, and bam, right when they turn around, the ball was there. The Niners aren't built that way, and I don't know if they have the guys that are capable of making that happen, and that's just not who they are.
So, hey. Though, when you look at their need to run the ball, and you say that the running back is not there right now, it might be somebody new next week, can they get into some Trey Lance packages to make that the way they run the football? I know you were talking about RPOs before, but can they use Lance as just a straight QB runner, at least in the short term, to try to offset their running woes?
Let me tell you something, Dibs. They have to. Because what you just said, you have to say, who else can come in the game right now and make sure or give our running game a little boost? And that's Trey. Now you can have Trey Lance, you know, fake the ball in the middle. The linebacker's got to bring it. He's got to honor the run. And that's when you pop Kittle down in the middle of the field. Boom. Popped up 10 yards, 15 yards. That's when you play action. Boom. Look, Kittle's going to be in the middle. Now the safety's going to come down cheat with the linebacker. He's going to come down and cheat. And then you got to run that seam with Ayuk right behind it. Yes, you have to bring in a guy now, Trey Lance. You're going to see more Trey. I guarantee you guys, if the running game continues to be a problem, they can't get to the outside and do the things they can do, I'm telling you right now, Trey Lance's playbook and him getting on the field is going to increase dramatically. I'm telling you, mark it down, Dibs, Guru, Steiny, put it on your little playlist. Right now, record this, Trey Lance will play more if this running game continue to struggle, no question.
Well, let me ask you to be a little more specific, because if, let's say hypothetically, so you're telling me that if the 49ers can't get any run, you know, get good running from their running backs, that you're going to have to change the quarterback position? Or are you saying you can put Trey Lance at times in the backfield?
No, I think it's going to be a situation that you don't necessarily trade the quarterback, trade out. You are going to switch the quarterbacks. Jimmy still would be throwing the ball, getting a lot of plays in, but I'm just telling you that Trey Lance will start throwing the ball like 10 to 15 times a game, because now you're going to be in a situation where Trey Lance can ride the running back into the line, and now coach is going to give him easy reads. Go look at some RG3 tape when RG3 was with the Washington Football Club back in the day. You watch what they did. They simplified it with a good running game, but then he was doing the RPOs with the hand. If the ball wasn't handed off, he was hitting the guy that was coming right in front of him. If the safety got nosy and stuck his head down, he would hold on to the ball and throw it over the top. You're going to have to start doing that because your running game isn't as efficient.
Lo, let me ask you this. And I told the guys, Clark looked like Jerome Brown or Reggie White yesterday. How concerned are you about the right side of this Niner line?
Yeah, just I really thought that you looked at Green Bay, and you know Green Bay is, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's one guy that's a staple, and you know what he's going to do and how consistent he can play. But I did thought the Niners would play better, you know, against that Green Bay's front. I thought they were going to push him around. We talked last week, and I said, is it going to be one in the trenches? It's going to be running an offense and defensive line, physicality. They're going to have to establish the run and do some things. And they couldn't do it with consistency. You saw last night, the San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay looked more like the team that had played like the Niners as far as running the ball with consistency, 4 or 5 yards in a cloud of dust, winning on first and second down, and ran through this supposed to be this best defensive front we've seen in a while. They were rolling through them. The Niners had to rotate because guys were getting tired, because the Green Bay was having success running and passing. So you saw Green Bay actually wear the Niners out, and that's the Niners protocol. That's their bell call, is to be able to wear teams out because they can run, pass, dink and dunk, do the things that they're used to doing. Didn't see it there yesterday, guys. And the Niners, they know that they have some work to do. Still a very good team. It's young and early in the season. I'm just saying they got to get more effective on running the ball. And but by all means, guys, they got to do a better job in pass coverage, especially in prevent, especially into the game, but also man-to-man coverage. Man-to-man coverage, they got beat up. You might not have to play as much man. You might have to look at this and say, I don't know if we can play as much man coverage as we've been playing, because you're seeing that there is some leakage there, because teams are saying 1-2-3, we're going to let the ball go and we'll get a PI because these guys don't trust their technique. We'll get it. You know, are we going to complete the pass?
Yeah, leakage is never a good thing, Lo. In almost any avenue. Lo Neal, Lunch with Lo every Monday here with Steiny Guru and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How big are these next two? Because you see what Calamari's doing, extra crispy. Yeah. With a side of pesto aioli or however you like to roll. And the Rams look to be the best team in football. How big are these next 2 weeks? And would the bye week be a time where maybe you look for Trey Lance to take the job?
Wow. I'll start with the latter.
Two-part question.
That is a compound question. But, yeah, the two-part. The second part is, I don't know if Trey Lance is ready to take necessarily the job. I don't know if Trey Lance is – I don't think he's a better – passer right now. He doesn't understand defenses and the coverage as well as Jimmy G, but we've seen that. Now athletically, yes, we know he is. Now I can tell you this, I don't know if it's the bye week, but if it's week 7 or 8 or 9, where this team, if it starts to flutter and they're not in a position where playoffs is, you definitely have to turn it over to Trey Lance and take your lumps and say, we got to do this and we're going to turn the page. I don't think that you're there, even close to being there, but I do think that you're going to have to widen your packages with Trey Lance, because you do need to spark a run and you need to spark something that's going to keep teams a little bit more honest, especially because the running game's not going where it needs to be right now. now. And these two next 2 weeks, you're right. You look at the Rams. The Rams do look like they have their – well, they know they have their quarterback, and their defense is playing well. So, yes, these next 2 weeks, you're playing some two teams that are both undefeated, you know, out here in the West.
Hey, well, that's not true, Lo. The Seahawks are 1-2, but hey, you know, I'll let you go on that, buddy. They're still a good team, right?
I said two teams that are in the West that are undefeated is the Rams and is in Arizona.
Sorry. Arizona, yeah. He dropped the buddy on you, Lo. I wouldn't let him get away with that.
So I know. I know.
I know. Tried. Tlaib. You got to get Lo thoughts on Tlaib. Yeah. Lo, I don't want to upset you, but we were watching the game yesterday, Jacksonville, Arizona. Tlaib and Gus Johnson doing a great job. He used calamari on you. I was like, oh, I got to tell Lo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they know, baby. You got to throw the calamari.
They stole it from you?
Yeah. They stole it from me. You know, it's just calamari, it's always good. And I tell you right now, guys, this guy, believe it or not, calamari, you look at what my man's doing, Stafford, what he's doing in, with the Rams, and Carr. Is Carr, is those three guys, not MVP? The three front runners, MVP, can you believe it? Everyone's talking about run Carr out of town. But this Fresno kids, they're starting to show you guys that they can play at a high level.
I'll leave you with this, Lo. The Jimmy G, Derek Carr thing, I tell you who would win that one now. A couple months ago, it would have been Jimmy, but you got to go.
Somebody new
right
wins
now.
That every 3 months, though. Let's be honest.
right.
That,
yeah, you give
Hey, Lo, for the people out there, for the billions, what's the date of your jersey retirement at Fresno State? For all of us who are dying to take in a Bulldog game.
I'm going.
Absolutely. Well, boys, you know what? I'm going to have a VIP for you guys, you three. Steiny, you'll be the main, the feature for we can, you know, pay, you know. But no, definitely.
I'd
no,
love to go 23rd. Down there.
I'll go.
No, let me know. If you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.